Let's open up to a number of important zachen that we spoke about already in this shiur, which was not yesterday, but Tuesday when we Skyped in the shiur from Chicago. We have discussed the following matter. What's the nature of any mizonis for any osu? Okay? And the question becomes, so the Ran says, once you said it, you can't go back on it. He explained, Loksavi the Sadin. The Ritzvah said, it looks like a chuchel, it's like a joke. The Ra'ah, who's the original, started the whole thing rolling. I read you his Lashon. Le'alter nisbatla takona v'shuv ein yichol lazaba. Doesn't say anything about chuchel, doesn't say Loksavi the Hidkodesh. He just said one word. Oh, so this led us, Rabbi Osai, to a discussion of what happens if not only did the woman not make a formal pronouncement of any sort, she just didn't get a mezonos from the man. Nothing. So she didn't get her mezonos, didn't get her amor kesef, so she can keep it. And the husband cannot say what we call in our language, vitra. She was merchel. I mean, she was merchel. She's merchel that he doesn't have to give her what he has to give her, but she's still going to give him what she has to give him. That we do not say. There are more passages this way. Halacha l'maaseh, Rabbi Osai. Just to see it again one more time. B'chazer, chof ches amud beis or pei beis. Start with that. Okay, Rabbi Osai, chof ches amud beis or pei beis in the round. So the idea over here is found. It's in paid base that I have. It's at the bottom left. Which is different mask on Masnisin. Rabban says, let's read the two lines. It says for Gemara. Not only the Mosar and the Mokesa, which is the extras, but even the fundamental, and the Rabusa Kamashulam. Shafila b'mar kesef, she'enet tzrichalo. Doesn't need it so much. Kolkach, l'armin and vitra. Keyword is vitra. And two lines before that, with respect to, again, ena ba yachalo ma vitra. So she didn't say anything, but at the same time, she's allowed to keep her masi adayim if he's not giving her his own. This is the beginning of the discussion. Okay. And now, the question, does anybody argue? So you get an impression from the Tosfos that we saw, let's again open up the daf. We're going from Pei Beis and Dapei Harif to Pei Gimel and Dapei Agamara. Take a look, please, Pei Gimel. As we saw again, we spoke about it on Tuesday. Skype shiur. With Tosfos as an expression, Pei Gimel and Av Kedirafuk to Kedirav Kahana, Tosfos says, what's the Chiddush? He says, Ein Lo Chiddush B'Masha Ein Lo Mezonos. Don't you yesh lo dit lo mezonos ba kocha? Yeah. Uch sherol tzach azeres bo. Lo kamash mon avuna ela shiachola la hafkia mase yodeo mi ba. Okay. But you gotta say so. If you don't say so, you weren't hafkia anything. Okay. That's a discussion. Oh. So now we have the following question. And this is a kind of a hakira that we had, and the question will be, what exactly is the upshot? So I had brought in this svarim here, a beautiful svarim called Mishnah Saksuba. I wanted to show you where I'm getting these things from, some of the things from anyway. So he has a number of simonim on these in Yonim. Here we have, Geder Din Eini Nizonus V'Enios. That's our topic. Okay? So he quotes Tosis. And Tosis assumes it's a double pashut that she can back out. Normally, if you're merchel something, you can't back out. Right? So he gives it the following. Lum de shavart. Das a Tosis mischadish chiva mezonas ala baal b'chol yom b'fitz racheh ha-shalisha. Ve'eno chiv t'midi hanoveh mikinin ha-nisun. U'mishum kach nechshovim mezonoseha Shalahaba, Kidava Shalobal Olam, Shalonita the Mechila. And he quotes the Beferish from Rabbi Chanan the Kovetz Shurim, Shin Aleph. And he quotes that the Ritva says in the name of Tosus. It's important to understand. The Ritva in the name of Tosus said, this is, I think we saw this already, but we can't hurt to see it again. Let's see. Always good to be a second time. Let's try to start the Ritva. Okay. But he says it explicitly that according to Tosfos, this is the way it works. And it's important to see it again, even though we've seen it before, we saw it in the Ran. See it again over here. Okay. Can't read the screens. Somewhere it says in here that every single day it's mischadesh the chiyuv. It's not a permanent one from the beginning of the marriage, but rather every single day starts anew. If you see on the screen, you'll let me know. Beferish, he quotes the lashon. Ava pisha amra isha bevezin eni nizonis veni osa. Im rotzis alamocha rokhu shetir tzalom areni osa lach nizonis v'shalcha. Harishus biyada de mizonos de choyom chovu biyan peinavshem. Can't be more explicit than that. But remember, this is the ritva in the name of Tosfos. The point to remember this. This is not the ritva's own opinion. Because the ritva then quotes his rebbe, they were all. And the ritva says, no! Once you said you're out for life, and it's been near in the bar. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. I wish I could find it for you. Why can't I find it? Where's he go? Look for the word ra'ah, because he quotes the ra'ah. Always good to see these things inside. If you've seen it once before. It's a long dot. Here's where it starts. And he's on his video also. Rabbi, so you're good at this. You're better than me. You come looking at screens. Here, I found it. Oh, Baruch Hashem. This is what I just read to you. Harshus biyada, she can back out. The mizonos l'chayom chov v'amenapsha. Who said this? Das HaTosfos. Tosfos Pegimah. Avamoria Rav Halevi Zah. Oh, see, yeah, it doesn't say Rav. Who's Rav? Rav Aaron Halevi. That's where all stands for. That's why I missed it. No? Hoya Omer Kevin Shomer came to Pamaka the Bez and Poka Takonis Mizonis Mina, the Levi Mida the Rabban Kichucha. Not the Ran said. Ran said, because it will be unfair. He says it's going to be a joke. And the original Ra'ah, which I don't think I can show you, right? We saw the Ra'ah that we don't have a Ra'ah on our Barilan and Subis. He says, Skach doesn't say either of those verses I mentioned a minute ago. Vinirin Devar Abza. Because this is the Ritva Rabosai over here on Nun Ches Amid Bez. Okay? Good? Fine. So he wants to make the following suggestion. It's in the Sefer Mishnah Saksu. It's a Chakir. Is any Nizonis v'eini Osa an Akira and a Hafka Lugufa Takana? Or is it merely a Mechila b'Alma Al-Chiyah v'Mizonos? And the Chiddush is that through this Mechila B'Alma, Mechiyah Mizonos, quote, Botel me'ela v'chiyu v'amutel oleho loses lebal es ma'ase yodeh. That's his original Chakir that we started the whole seminar with. It's his Chakir. Why? The din is, you can say, any Mizonos v'niosa after you're married already. So he wants to make us follow. If it means a Mechila, we understand very well. But if it means you're uprooting the Takana, it's too late. The Gemara says, once you are married, it's too late to do it. The answer is, it's not too late, because the new Chiddush every single day. If the pshat is that it is a mechila, no problem. If it's an akira, you have to assume the chiyuv starts every single day. That's what he says. That's what he says.
If that's true, shouldn't you have to make an akira every single day?
Yeah, you should, but since you said once any don't it's any also, so until she presses the reverse button, that's in place for every single day. Fine? This is what we suggested initially. Good. This is an interesting shayla. So he quotes Tosfos in Pei Gimel. He's quoting what he says over here. What does it say? She can back out whenever you want. Tos says it's not Pei Gimel. She's not mafkir the takana. Rather, it's a mechila. A mechila. And then he quotes that the Ritva says in the name of Tosfos, we just saw, every day is separate. Well, this is Tosfos. The Ra'a says no. The Ra'a says paka takonas mizonas mina. As we saw the Ritva, right? Just read it a second ago. Poka! It's completely... Well, I lost it already. Here it is. Poka! It's a key word. It's completely uprooted. Okay? So in other words, she has the ability to uproot the Takana, not just a Mechila. Right? Knocked out completely. So he says, Machloik is Ibn Arishonim. Ain't done as any also. Is it mechila and zchus mezonos, Taisa Shita, or is it akira sat takana legarmi, which is the ra'a and the ritva shita? Okay. That's what he suggests. Fine. Now the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, let's analyze one more ritva. But I saw you ask you to see the ritva on some of Dalit Amud Beis. Here we go. As we saw this in Iran, watch this. If ain't no malo more kesa the parnasosa, he shall sekes lo vitra moser. Who I didn't the mazonos to master there? We just read it around a few minutes ago. I feel the more cast if she ain't a feel like a kach. I'm in a vitra. Can't cause her a bane around banza. This sort. Okay. So what does that mean? Let's analyze this. Is there a vitra? Is there no vitra? What does that mean? What happened over here? So as we saw in the round a few minutes ago, nothing is really said. This is a matter of fact, right? Matter of fact, she's not taking mizonos. And you might have thought that by not taking mizonos, this is in effect automatically it's a total vitur. No, she's not levata. And of course the question becomes, what exactly does that mean? What does that mean? So let's try to analyze this carefully. Miyum farnas lo hadafos av lo tova mimenu mo kesef klal mistam evitra. What happened? She gave him already the extra that she made. Didn't ask for the Mokesa. So Vitra. Behind the Katani Moser Mas Yoder Shalom. She chola litfosbo the Almashkona Samcha Ulafichach Machla. Kane Reli. She's relying on her ability to take what he calls in his language a mashko. What's her mashko? What's her mashko? She has in her possession. She has in her possession most of the most of what she's supposed to give to him, but she's not going to give it to him. Why? Because he hasn't given her the more kesef. So she's Meichel the Mo'a Kesef, in effect, right? And holding on to the Masi Yadayim as a quote-unquote, most as a Mashka. So here's my question. We said before that the Ritvas of the school, this whole school, they are the opinion that there's a Mafkoa, that the only way she can say Eini Zonet V'Niosa is to be Mafkia the Takana L'Gamri. Yet here, this whole discussion, again, by the same, we've shown them the Ritva, the Ran, it's nothing to do with our total hafko. Just that. She's, you know, she's not going to say anything. She's going to be nice and polite. And she's going to hold on to what she has. And she's not going to be what we call a mevater. Not going to win what we call the mevater award. But my kids, my family give her the mevater award. Lo vitra. She insists on her rights and getting what's coming to her. That's the lashon of the Ritva. So wait a minute. If it's only a mashkon connected what? I'm asking you a question. She's not asking for the more kesef. You know why? She has a mashkon. What does a mashkon mean, gentlemen? The collateral. Can the collateral be for more than the loan? If I have a collateral that's more than the loan, I can keep the whole collateral? Pashas is a simple collateral. If you owe me $500,000. Put it in my house as a collateral, right? My house is worth more than that. So if I can't pay the money, you'll get $500,000 worth of my house. We'll work on the details. I'm not going to get my whole house. It's a whole sugya. Shavuos about it. It's about to be partially passing. So the question that becomes, so how much is she holding on to? A mashkona. She should be able to hold on to a more kesef's worth of her hadafa. Right? But more than that, the Chor shouldn't work with Torah's Mashkel. Now the problem which we had yesterday, that it seems from the some of the poskim that she can hold on even to more than that. That's what bothers me a little bit. I told you to look at the Chelkas Mechokek and Siman Tei, Sivkot and Lamed Aleph. Open up the Shulchan Aruch, please. If you don't mind, you all have it. There's one copy here for someone who wants. Ramah quotes we just saw in the Ran and the Ritva. Isha sheshoska v'lotova mezonos l'mor kesef min hasta mas yodeh mamosa shalom v'lorminon shemoch lo mas yodeh. That's the Ran. We saw in the Ritva as well. Says the Chelkas Mechokei. Kloma. Lamanat. V'lorminon miyacha sheshoska v'lo amur b'feirish. Ein yizonos v'niyos. Ein yizonos l'mor kesef. V'ani esa kol yatsim. She didn't say it. Hava amina devitra lebalamok, the balamok kesefam bezonos. She's been mindful on everything. She'll be an independent woman. Yeah. Rak rotzo letzantzim ulisagev atzav lita nakol lebal. Lotikir imasi adeo rakadeh mikhiyuso. She'll just live in subsistence to give the rest to her husband and be a nice lady. As you might have said. No. El adrav, amina. Mistama data the nafsha of them. Bakol yatzma. It's all hers. Hachiyitin lo aval mizonos bar masya deav wa kesef bar amoser. V'chenu ran sol brek afal pi. Shem ramban. That is true. But the extra verbiage which we have over here in the Ritva about a mashkon does not seem to indicate that this is true. Because the mashkon should only be the chora up to the amount that you are entitled to, and not all of it. So this Chelkas Mechokek to me seems to be l'chora against the words of the Ritva, which we have in front of us. That's what's bothering me. So I want to make the following suggestion. Maybe against Chelkas Mechokek. There are two possibilities according to the Ritva. I'm thinking Chiddush Gadol. The Ritva admits to the possibility, which he said explicitly on Achlan Chesem and Beis, to be okay the Takono Legamri. It's gone forever. And as I mentioned to you already on Tuesday, that's why the Ritva says it has to be done in Bezdin. What is Bezdin for? No one, to my knowledge, says Bezin except the Ritva. I didn't see the word Bezin anywhere. Here we go. Of course, they're wrong. Kevin Shema Pamaras be Bezin Poka Takonis Bezonis Vino. That's, if you want to be Poker, like I'm afraid, you have to go to Bezin. But the same Ritva and Ra'on and Ramban and Iran on the same team will also have another possibility. The other Hakira that we saw, the same in Mishnah Ksuba. What is it? Is it of course Hatakona Legamre or just a Mechila? When you have a Hakira, there's another possibility. They're both true. Both exist. If you do not go to Bezdin, the two Chiyuvim are still around. And when she is quiet, Rabbi Osai, when she is quiet, it's not a Vitor. If I'm right, Rabbi Osai, the mashkin only works for the shir mezonos and shir bal kesef, and not more than that. Then I found, believe it or not, Baruch Shekivat, and I can't show this because we don't have a ra'ah. I don't know if any of you saw it. I don't think it's in the Shita Mekubetz, it's ra'ah, is it? There were all rights in Afsamachem and Aleph. If he did not give him mezonos, catch this now, Kol Masa Yodeo Shalom. And that's why the Mishnah says, Osa V'Ocheles. Osa V'Ocheles means that she can, you know, he made a neder against her, but she can just ignore the neder. Because all of a Masa Yodeo Shalom in a situation in which that she is, he's not giving him his own. But the same Ra'ah says, if he didn't give more Kesef, and I quote, Eina Rasha Lito Elamasha Kenegdon. As I said, so the Ra'ah, I was jumping for joy when I saw at least 50% the Ra'ahs like me. In other words, the Chelkas Mechokek says everything she can keep. I thought she can keep nothing at all above the Mashkon concept that we saw here in the Ritva. And the Ra'ah splits. He says she can keep all of Masi Yodayim, but she can only keep the Moser connected the value of the Mo Kesef. What's the loveness of this Ra'ah? In other words, Rabbi Osai, apparently, as the Gemara is over here, Anaf Nun Tesam and Aleph. Just to share the Gemara one more time, we've seen this Gemara so many times. The Gemara explains on the top of Nun Tesam and Aleph, Mar Sovar, Midi the Kayet, Midi the Kayet. It's a specific amount, right? X amount of earnings, Mishkol Chamesh Shloim, and X amount of Mezonos. This is or the Mor Kesef is Kayet, excuse me. So there's a specific amount. So we're suggesting as follows, that all this, Rabbi Osai, all this is the Hay Shloim, and the Mezonos are by definition Zek and Neged Zek. So therefore, if she doesn't get the Mezonos, all of Amas Yodayim are hers, even though she can subsist on less, they made a flat amount. And therefore, it's all hers, and his netter is nothing. Once you get to Hadafa Moser, they never made such a takana. It's only a mashkin, as we saw. She can only keep up to the value of the Morkes. That's what I found out. I was very happy to see that my point was proved by the Ra'ah, even though I said it more extensive than he did. Because I said it based not only with respect to the Moser, that it's only a mashkin up to the Mor Kesef. I thought the same thing should apply to the fundamental basic stuff. Well, that, there too, the Lashon of the Ritva was mashkin. Show you it again. Moser Maspeya, Shecholos Vol, no, maybe I'm wrong. The Al Mashkon of Samcha. Oh, I stand corrected. The word mashkon is found in the Ritva only in the context of what? The Mor Kesef and the Moser. He doesn't use the word mashkona in the context of the Masi Adam and the Mezonos crop. See? The Ritva is like his Rebbe thereof. I read too much into him. Okay? Because I was just a little too bold and I made a little mistake. I assume that. But the fundamental point that I made against the Chalkas Mechogak is still 100% correct. This is a case of Eini Nizonis Venios. Let's turn our attention for a moment to the flip side, where the husband says, Si Mas Yadayich Bimzonosayich. So we already saw it's a big machlokas haposkim. We pass and you can't say it if she does not have enough to subsist. If she does have enough to subsist, many poskim say he can say it, even against her will, and others say no. We saw Rashi in the end of the Masechta. We'll come back to it a little bit. But it's a fascinating idea, again, in this beautiful Sefer, those will look up later, Siman Chav Tes, for the Beis Yaakov. The Beis Yaakov in Siman Samach Tes, the first Siman of these matters, what would he? The Abyss is as follows. Fascinating. He wants to know if Tz'i works. What's the chat? Sounds like the previous Hakira. Are you okay, Takonis and Mizonos? As we saw about before, by Eden Donos and Yosa. You might have geared the whole thing. EF, Shiva Takonis, Hahamu could go on Zoom. Pay Gimel and Al, we saw already a few times. What now? No, no. All he means to say, lady, I have an obligation to give you Mizonos. Here, take it. Where, take what? Take whatever you made and go to the grocery store. I'm not trying to take it completely. What I'm saying is, instead of me taking out of my wallet and giving you cash, I know you made this amount of money from the wool. Take that money and go to the grocery store. But the takana is still intact. So the Beis Yaakov says, in Samach Tes, when the husband says, see, mas yadachos on the side, he does not mean to uproot the takana of his onus. All he means is, instead of giving you cash, I'm giving you your own money that you earned. And that's why it doesn't say, Eini zon, the Eini notel mas yadayach. That's a very good deal to base on. Same as she says, Eini zon is Reini also. Let him say exactly the reverse. Right? Eini zon, the Eini notel luch mazonos. No, that for sure doesn't work. All it is paying her with her own earnings. There's no ability to uproot the takana of on the part of the husband. The wife can, the husband cannot. Yes.
If it's a total of so, what's to happen, you know, for Amazonas is for her benefit, not
correct, his. Correct. So you might have thought that if she doesn't have enough money to live on, of course, we cannot do it. But once there's enough money to live on, so then perhaps I could uproot the takana. I'm not saying you're wrong, okay. But that's the Havamin. Then Beis Yaakov says that Havamin is not correct. There's no Akira whatsoever. None. But it's a bit of a problem, Rav Osa. It's a bit of a problem. Let's take a look over here in the Gemara on that Ayin Amud Beis. Ayin Amud Beis. It starts in Amud Aleph, where we use Perek Hamadir, where the person next to the letter, Hamadir is Ishtam Bilehonis Lo, so it was a major issue. The letter is Chal. Frek the Gemara! Why is it Chal? Came in the Meshubin Lo. He's out, he has an obligation to her. How does it work? How does it work? Was the Gemara answer after a long pilpul? The Gemara answer over here on the Ayin Amud Beis, with about the 10th line. So the nether is chal. Everyone with me so far? What do you mean? How could the nether be chal? Who cares, he said, si mas yadayach b'mizonos sayach. According to the Beis Yaakov, nothing's changed. He is still obligated to support her. She is still obligated to give her him the mas yadayach. What you're saying, he's paying her by letting her keep her own mas yadayach. But his shibud to her never budged. So how can that be chal? Rabosa, listen for a minute. How can the nether be chal if his shiva to her is completely intact? How can it be chal? You're telling me they made a side deal. Instead of giving her cash, he's going to give her own earnings to go to the grocery store. But the shiva on him hasn't budged one iota. So how can this nether be chal? Who has this kasha? Rabbi Chonon. Rabbi Chonon says, he sees in this Gemara, that if tzi works, it uproots the takana. And he's a longer meshuva to her. And that's exactly why the nether can be chal. Wow. This is a big problem. We have a contradiction. The Beis Yaakov has his interesting deal for the Lashon Gemara, and Rabbi Chonon has a Mefurish Gemara. Let's turn our attention now, Rabosai, to discuss what the Avnei Meluva has to say. I told you Avnei Meluva is the premier Mefarish above those that are printed on the side of the daf, of course, on Eben Ezra. We've used him so many times. Fortunately, he's on the Bar Ilan. Number one, Avnei Meluva. I told you to write a sefer. Should be with an Aleph or something like that. I know discusses it at significant length when they try to go nice and slow. Look what he says. Fascinating. Habal Shulchan Aruch says, "Sh'omer li'ishto, Tishah Shaholach." He left town. Tli Masya Dachem Zamasayach Vishaska. We don't want to live on screens only. Let's look and see it in our own Shulchan Aruch. Simen Ayin Sif Tes. Ein Lo Mizonos. She is quiet. Says in B'chakos B'chokek. Sheshtikasa hi kabbalah. Okay. She'll support herself with her own earnings. Avalim mochsa v'yomra eini rotsa v'yi. I don't want this. Uve'ein maspikin ma'adelim zonah says. She has enough to live on. Rashois limchos. Tokalim zonah ikar. K'moshin is bar v'simash v'zadah. Simen sanah. Of course. As you said before, he can't. It's for her benefit. He can't force this down her throat. Chora mashma. The shoska mahani mishun the machlul lemazonos. Rek the heliga avnei meluva. This comes from the Rambam. This sif comes is lifted straight from the Rambam. V'dasa Rambam. The bedava she'ein lo kitzva lo mahani mechila. Because the turuchos shemishun reishlam and beit mishma. Gabi ono. The Rambam said, mentioned once before this year, you cannot obligate something which has no bound. The same as you can't obligate, you also can't forgive. Because forgiving is also a kind of a self-obligation. Everyone with me? How's a shtika help? Why is this considered Elo Kitzvah? Look, he's going to where? He's going off to a trip. Who knows if and when he'll ever come back? So you don't know how much he's being worth. You just don't know. Ad infinitum. Venera. Listen to this. The cave and the yachola isha shetomar aiming me zone is vaniosa. The aim the yachola lachzer ball of dasarov and according to the Rana we just saw in Ramah, son of Tezdal and Bago. Watch this. Kinochina. Kisha shaska. Habli ke omeres, eini nizones ve eini osa, ve nisratis bekach, she totzi mas yodeh ve zonos seho, vim kein, ki, la vishun mechila asin in Allah, as the Beis Yaakov said, this is his, always the protagonist, you know, this is the Tosfos in Nesivos all over again. Same rivalry, right? Tosfos in Nesivos is Avnei Meluva, Beis Yaakov, same people. They were contemporaries. They loved each other. They argued all the time with each other. Okay? Ela mishum he efshi betakonas chachamim yichol ishi shetom eini donas veniosa v'chol sheshoskom nisratis bekach shuv eini yichol olavzor. I like that. This is an effect. He's telling her, see, right? He holds a kabachon. If a chon has a raya from Afri Gemara, I am in base. Avim doesn't call it the raya, but the chora is going with that mahalach. Oh. Ad kan. Problem, they both say. Problem. This Avnei Meluva is explicitly against another Avnei Meluva. Yeah. The very first one. Quotes the machlokas, Rabbi Osai. Can you back out or can you not back out? Quotes various questions. We're not going to go into all the questions. Here is as follows. Keva debina dafka shetoma eini zonas veniosa. Ava bomeres eini osa luchud lo mahani. Lo mahani. What do you mean? She wants a cake and eat it too? Doesn't work. When she's saying that everything I make is going to be also benedit to you, she's in effect saying I'm not going to produce wool for you. Nonetheless, it says in the Dorim, ain't sorok lahafir. Alma below mivtla tekana liola ad the omer behedja ain't in his honest. Ayin sham perik afal pirach nuntesam and alf. The kaman the tzricha loma ain't in his honest nire. The tzricha gamkin lomar tafka lomar lishna the ain in his honest. The havle ki yomer yevshi betakonas chachamim kagon zu shomala. Avalim omra hareni mocheles lecham is onos veni osa loma hani. Okay? Watch. This is the beginning. Please. Oh. She can say, now I want the Kodesh HaKodesh. Kevin lo moch la mazonis al armi yevshi b'din ha-mazonis. Avo ba'al ha-omer tzi mas yadayich mazonis ayich v'ha'isha nisrat zolo. What did he say in Siman Ayin? Mafkiya na takana, right? The Gamre. You just read it. What does he say over here? No, nothing of the sort. Harei kan mechila gemura la mazonis. V'shuv eini yachol alachzaba. Kidin kol mochel chovo. The daf can be on meres. Eini zonos alabi din mechili yibin afko takonos hachomim lakach yachol alachzaba. I didn't want it because every day is a new takana. But if you say, the Baal says, see, and he she's misratza, hari mochel zelazeh u mechil etzer achinyin, v'eini yachol alachzaba duk. This, Avnei Lum, in Samach Tes, it's exactly against what Avnei Lumi said. And Ayin, what's the nature of C when she agrees to it? Is it just a mechila? Just a mechila is more powerful because the mechila is for life. Or the Sinan Siman Ayin, just back here just for another minute, just to show the problem.
But just a, what do you mean? Just a mechila is more powerful?
Because here, a mechila is a mechila for life. He's saying shot over here. If you owe me $100, I'm mechil you. I can't come back tomorrow.
It's more powerful, but it doesn't work over here.
It's more powerful in the sense that you can't back out from it anymore. In other words, somewhat paradoxically, if it's yevshim betakonas chachamim, and the nature of that din is every day a new takana, then you can back out. But if it's a mechila, now mechila, we said before, may run afoul of Dama Shlomo Leolim. That's an interesting question. But in any event, if we hear you saying that Mechila works in this kind of a situation.
I thought you just said
Mechila
doesn't work.
No. He's saying as follows. He misratza, hare mochlu zelazeh, ain't and echol alavza. You're asking the question that in Siman Ayin it says it doesn't work. That's your question. It's an excellent question. He says Mechila works. When he says tzi and she says, okay. He says the Mechila works, but she can't back out for life. Whereas in the next sentence, it's the other way around. It doesn't work. Let's go back again.
If you go back for the Isha, and the other one, they were just on.
Let's discuss this case. He says to E, and she says, okay. Well, what's the cover in Siman Ayin? I forgot her name. Siman Ayin. It's a cotton you're giving. I'm sorry. See the contradiction. What does it say over here? It's like this. It says, "Lav mishum mechila sin alo." It can't work with shem mechila. Why? Because according to the Rambam, there cannot be a mechila in lo kitzu. Rather, he yevshi b'takonas chachamim.
Couldn't you say that's though only in the opinion that
let me say a little bit differently than you. A little different than you. I think that in this beautiful save, I think he says more or less the same thing. According to the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that you're not, you cannot be mischayev in a davar she'en lo kitzvah. You cannot be mochel davar she'en lo kitzvah. So therefore, we have no alternative but to say it works through e'ev she'en takanas chachamim. However, if you go against the Rambam and you say that you can't be mischayev in lo kitzvah, you can't be mochel, and then Shulchan Aruch passes against the Rambam, then we can understand all what's happening over here as a mechila. So there's no steer between Samach Tes and Ayin. Ayin is don't call Shita to Rambam, and Samach Tes, halacha lemaisa, we don't pass like the Rambam. I think that's the answer. I think that's more or less what this beautiful Sefer says. He has a footnote about this. He's reading it to you. Lepele, that the Avnei Malum contradicts what he says in Samach Tes. There he says, like the Beis Yaakov, you're not Oka the Takana. And here he says you are Oka the Takana. Maybe you hold, they're both true. They both are possible. Either be a Mechila or it can be Mashkia the Takana. So Mamela, if it works within Mechila, then we understand it that way. And if it doesn't work within Mechila, Kamo the Matsino, the Shita Sarama, Domashena Kotsuf, that's the work within Akira Satakana. So that's how we answer the contradiction between the two Avnei Meluim, was one according to the Rambam, and one is Halacha Lemaisa. Just wanted to show you this over here. But that is another contradiction, Rabbi Osai, The Avnei Meluim says in the case, Rabbi Osai, where she's Merchel the Mezonos. She's Merchel. How do you understand Mechilas Mezonos? Here he said, Rabbi Osai, that's not a mechila. That's in Sin in Ayin. It's one called the Rambam. But back in Samach Tes, he said it is a mechila. And what happens with the Masi Adayim? Let's take a look. Oh. What happens with the Masi Adayim where there is a mechila? Homeris Hareni Mochelas Adayim. He wrote to Betakonas Chachamim. The Takanas Chachamim is still intact. But watch this. V'yim Omer Hareinim Ocheles Hareyesh La Mezonos. What? U'ki'ilu Kiblasan. Oh boy. Mechila can be understood in two ways. A big lumbish of Hakira. Is it a siluk? I'm a vate, I don't want it. Or is Hareyli Ki'ilu Niskabalti? It's as if I received it. And if it's the latter, as if I received it, watch this. Kielu kiblasan, tzricha litein mas yodeh lebalo. She ends up with the short end of the stick. Because when she is meichel, according to this interpretation, it's as if she's saying, is if I receive from you the mezonos, oh, honey, thank you for being so magnanimous. Now give me your mas yodeh. But you didn't give me mezonos. Yes, I did. You said you were meichel, kielu niskabalti. No married man should ever act that way. But theoretically, that's exactly what Avnei Meluim is saying over here. So then, but if he says, Eini nizonis v'eini osa, then what? Then you're mafkia takana legamri. Then she keeps the Masi Yadayim. So what happens? So the Ritva says in Afnun Ches, every day is a nuchiv. Every day she can back out. Now she wants takana shachamim. According to the Ritva, it is the Ritva in the name of Tosfos. This answers a question of, that's why I brought in both editions of this. This is volume 2. In the volume 1, he has a kasha, which I think is no kasha. So I want to show you. I like to give you a case. I'm happy you should say that I'm wrong, he's right. Because he's a beautiful savior. But once in a while, think, maybe I have it right. But I look for you to correct me, because I make mistakes every day. Over here, on page Shin Dalad Mem, they don't want to say Shmat, so they turn around the letters. This is the Shin Dalad Mem. Okay? He suggests over here like this. He quotes the Ritva that we saw. Has to be in Bezdin. The Bezdin. Why Bezdin? Why Bezdin? Why Bezdin? He says, Ho of Amir and Nidon Ganyosa. Ain't him as Bareshas can Mechila Bialma. Ali Mahava Akira Le Etzim Atakona Hanat Shevis Masa Bezdin Ela Tokef Elam Kehi Nasim Bifnei Bezdin Gufay. I think he's right. That's how we explain the Mitzvah. Chaygav the wrong kilo bezdim it starf mimo the bitlat akona. I think he's right. Then he says a kasha, but according to the Ritva, it's not true because Ritva is the one who says any nizonis any osa you can back out every minute. Why chira meschadish al ba b'choleis? So he's stuck. Tzarachin. No rabosai. But mechilas chol is a good time of chacha. When the, as I showed you earlier today. When Ritva said this Svara, Mishash B'chol Yom, he didn't say it himself. Who did he quote? Tosfos. And he quotes the Ra'ah and the Ritvarov. The Ra'ah is against, and he holds like the Ritvah, Rebbe, the Ra'ah against Tosfos. His question on page Shin Dalad Mem and the footnote Chav Gimel is not a kasha. He's hakad, he's a steer in the Ritva. Here he says Mishash B'chol Yom, and here he says this Svara. No, that's, he's just quoting Tosfos. He himself doesn't hold that way. Of course, I think I'm right, but I'll put a bookmark here. You want to look it up, and if you think I'm wrong, you let me know. But I thought he said I was right, but maybe. Ah. The kids are about that. Now, right here he says an amazing chiddush. He quotes a Maram Shik, Talmud Chasam Sofer, who makes a big deal. Yechola Isha, Rabosai, what's the next words? Remember the one by heart? Tell me the next two words. Yechola Isha Shetomar Lebala. Says the Maram Shik, she has to tell him in his face. Lubala. Hubby, ain't in his own as many else. If he's not there, she can't just say, she's up in front of her fan club and say, ain't in his own as many else. On Facebook, I don't know what that's if that's considered to say Bala, because he can access her on Facebook. Okay, that's basically. But she'll say, no! The Maram Shik says, she has to say, Bifnei HaBaal Dafka. Fascinating. It's a beautiful shtikl Torah, the Maram Shik. I love these shtikl Torah. It depends, he says, is it the Zonos, the Rice, and the Rabbonim. Why? Look what he says. Because he says, Rav Huna, Omar Rav, holds that the Zonos is the Rabbonim. Yev shi betakonis chachamim keitzu, shamim lo. Because it's quid pro quo. But if you hold the Zonos is the Rice, catch this now. We call the chiv ishus. V'chiyuv zeino mosu biyada isha levatlom lo adei mechila bialmo. Like they say, yechoshev kilo omen harini kilis kabalti. She's not a prudent takona. I received it already. Takonas chachome bialmohi. Shetucha levatel eschus habal b'masi odeho. Aide mechilas mezonoseo, umidin hefker bezdin hefker, chidish lifla. If her mechilas kilis kabalti, she'd have to give the masi a dime, so that didn't go before. No, especially hefker bezdin hefker. So kind of like this. If you hold mezonos derabonim, any mezonos fanios has explained how she's uprooting her etzem schus in the mezonos that the chachamim metakein. And she has to tell him in his face, hey, hubby, they'll be talking, you have to give me money. No thanks. I'll live without your stinking money, and I'll support myself. It's a massive man, bene, that disappear together with each other. But if you hold Mazonis as the Raisa, his obligation is impossible to uproot. It's a chi of Ishus. It's Takonis Chachomim Bialmi. Shenisim l'tova, so what? Shetucha lafkia eschiv mas yodayim ade mechilas mezonos. Hefker bezen hefker. It's not between him and her. And therefore it need not be done in front of him. Amazing deal. Lashon Rambam, Rabosai. It's an incredible deal in Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says, Yechol ha'ish shalomar einin nizonis v'niosa. What word did he leave out? Lebala. He left it out. Pele. Rambam holds mechiyav zonos is daraisa. Should not have to tell him at all. What a beautiful shtikl Torah from the Maram Shik. According to the same page, I'll leave it here with a bookmark, page Shin Dalad Mem. Wow, fascinating. Oh, but with this, Rabosai, he gives another beautiful answer to a kasha for the answer. You see another Rambam of all places it was such a difficult place to find that. Yes?
Maybe you mentioned this before, but how can you say Mizonis Do or Isa? It seems like over the around the Gemara it says the Kina Rabbanim.
Good question. Tikna Mizonis. Excellent question. We had, I think, three or four answers to that question. One was that only the basic subsistence level is Midoraisa, and the Rabbanim will Matakein a much higher level. That's just one answer. We will get to other, we spoke about, but I want to get it to you. I thought we'd get to it this week, but because of my yesterday's total digression, we'll have to wait till Sunday, Mr. Shem. Rav Zalman Nechem has this beautiful piece. Okay, I told you about it, I showed it to you. It's printed somewhere, I have a copy. He discusses your question with a different answer. We'll get to it, I don't want to. Sunday, Mr. Shem, hope, my son will get to it. Leave that. But I asked you to look at a rabbi in a funny place. A funny place. Hilchas Rotzeach. It was so out of the box that our shiur assistant, when I gave him the Maramakomis, he said, "What? What do you say?" Like it was like Rotzeach. Rotzeach this year? Yeah, but it's on the Maramakomis. Hilchas Rotzeach. I mean, I'm not a book in Hilchas Rotzeach, but this I believe it's the Mishnah Saksuba who sent me there. Look at this. Isha shagolso le'im miklot ba'ala chayev lezuna ve'eino yochal lomalo si'i mas yadach mzono sayach elen ken hoyo mas speaking bo stam kacha not, but if it's enough, she can live on it, he's allowed to tell her si'i mas yadach mzono sayach. The problem is in Hilchos Ishus,
sir, what's it saying? If what is enough?
Elam can't have you mas speaking law. Her mas yadayim is enough to support her. In the Yemiklot, she does a big business. She's selling, I don't know what she's selling. Who? I both said, most people are men in the Yemiklot, right? Who's going to be Jotzeh Pashom? She has a thriving cake business. They know how to cook. So she's baking cakes for all the people in the Yemiklot, making a fortune of money. So you can say, see, against her will, right? Against her will. That's Pashem Shah. You can sell. If she's mas speaking, you can tell her against her will. There's a whole pimple, C-E. I'm not going to go into that big deal about that one letter. But the problem is in Hilchas Ishus, as we saw before, you get an opposite impression that he's unable to do it, even in a case in which she has enough money to support herself. In two places in Perek Yud Beis, we spoke about this before, you get that impression from the Rambam. It's a contradiction in the Rambam. In Halacha Dalet, for example, look what he says. The Mama Habal Eini Zanach. The any notel klum mimas yadayach ain shomelo. Period. Shema lo yaspik lo mas yadayach mizono seach. Period. You don't listen to him at all. In halacha chaf, the same thing is implied. A baal says to his wife, "Take my ain le mizonos." Shilu lo rotsta bedaver zeh v'lo samcha data hoya lo letovo. To demand from him, or to say, "Hey, mas yadayim haspikuli." But even if they are maspik, she can still be toveim. Toveim and say, "What? I don't want to eat, even though I'm making enough money now. Maybe it won't be down the road." There's a steer between Hilchos Ishus and Hilchos Rotzeach. So in this beautiful sefer, he has an answer to this, I believe.
Wait. Yeah. That says that he can do it. He is able.
In Hilchos Rotzeach, it says he's able to do it against her will. Okay. And here the impression is unable to do it against her will. Because we say over here, she accepted it. Because if she didn't want to, what could she have done? Hoyola Tovo. Tovo what? Tovo what? I don't have enough? No, that's the next line. Oh, I don't have enough. She has enough. She's still Tovei. I don't want this deal. So why in Hilchos Rotzeach can he, in effect, against the will, say Tzi, and Hilchos Ishus in two places, both Dalet and Chav, he get the impression that he cannot say Tzi against the will, even if she's making enough money. That's a steer in the Rambam.
Does he have to join your Miklot? If somebody says out to your Miklot, does the family have to join him?
You know, the thing of Rabbos, I hope no one in this room will ever go to an Miklot. But it says the Gemara, Beferish, that a Talmud Shagola Maglin Rabo Imo. Because the Talmud can't live without the Rebbe. Bachoy. So please, Rabbi Osai, I mean, now we don't have the institution. But when it comes to Shem Beheri Yibana Biglish, please. I mentioned go to any of Mikla, so please. It doesn't say my husband or wife.
Some of them are very nice.
In Mikla. I can choose the Ori HaLevian. Wait a minute, baby, I'm sad. Yeah, I mean, I live with all my cousins. So, hold on a second. Somewhere in here, he asks, it's Kasha. Yeah. And he gives a tariff. See if I can find where it is. Not with patience on it, not a bucky in the Sefer. He quoted Hilchos Reb Zeach. Shows that I don't know where to find things. It's not surprising.
What's Hayilola name in this?
She should have said, I'm not accepting the Tzimah Siddachim Zonosach. And it's not to say she doesn't have enough money. That's the next line. The next line, she'd say, I don't have enough money. But the first line, even if she has enough money, she's still able to be Toveim and say, no dice, hubby. I'm not accepting Tzi Ma'as Yadayim Zonosach. I'm not accepting it. I just can't find it here now. Someone has in this paper, he has this kasha. I say up front, I'm not a bucky, I wouldn't have known about this Rambam except that I found it here. So this is his answer. If I find it, I'll tell you. He answers as follows. Mizonos, according to the Rambam, is a din ishus. Daraisa. Once, however, they're living apart, through no fault of his own, she killed some of his shogeg. She's in an Eir Mikla. He can't relocate to the Eir Mikla. He has a business, a farm, wherever he is. He can't go to the Eir Mikla. So they're living apart. Once they're living apart, it reduces to what we call a chiyuv mamon. A chiyuv mamon. That's what he suggests. I have only one problem with that. If that's correct, there's a chiyuv ishus, and that's why why must he say over here in Halacha Dalid, listen carefully, you say, I'm not going to argue, I'm just going to add a little appendage. Why must he say, Shem lo yasku l'mastam zonaseh? Who needs that extra reason? Just say, the chiyuv ishus. You know what my pshat is? What does ishus mean? Your wife has to be secure. How do we start this year learning about? Ksuba, right? Kalamein avotziyah. The whole idea of marriage is a woman has to feel secure in her marriage. And if she's making enough money now, but she's a fearful that her income or level will go down, and she won't have enough money from her husband, right now she's already insecure. And the husband is not allowed to let his wife feel insecure. And therefore he's not allowed to say, see. However, once she's in Eir Mikla, suggesting that chiyuv ishus, which means making her feel secure, but no longer exists in the same level because they're never, unfortunately right now, separated. And therefore, it reduces to a monetary obligation. Now, Rabbi Osai, the Ran, says explicitly that the husband can say to his wife, Tzi Ma'aseh Yadayim Zonosach, if she has enough to live on, against what the Rambam says twice in the Hilchos Ishus Perek Beis. Take a look at Rabbi Osai, to see it again, we've seen it before. Chof Gimel Amud Beis. Chof Gimel Amud Beis. As usual, I can't find things over here. He gets this stuff. I know we've seen it before. The Ran says that if she makes enough money, he's able to say, Tzi mas yadayim kzonosayim. Maybe someone else. I'm not finding it. It's somewhere here where the Ran says so. Can we find it quickly? In any event, assuming that he can say it, and that's what, again, the same Sefer talks about it somewhere over here. The interpretation is not that he's able to uproot the takana. No, that he can't do. But like, as the Beis Yaakov said, that all that it's possible to be done is to say to her, listen, honey, instead of me giving you cash out of my wallet, your earning will be enough for you to live on. That's all. A whole different part. So now I'm both sides. Is a problem. I want to spend only a few more minutes because I want to get to the Parsha Shavua, but just a few more minutes. Question. We had in the sugya Yikotch Yodach Leoseya. That's a sugya we learned at some length on Nun Chesed base. I'm going to have to come back to it on Sunday. Can't finish this behind my schedule, can't help it. That implies, Avosai, Yikotchu, Yodayich, that the husband has some kind of a shibud, at least, on his wife's actual hands. Is that true, or is it not true? So Rabbi Chanan has, do we have it on the Bar Ilan, on the Farshim, on Shas, Kroman, maybe? If we do, why not? A lot of things here. Yeah, look at this. I feel bad. You could have been showing you things even from before. Rabbi Chanan was one of the great Rosh Hashivas, Talmud of Reb Chaim, never was killed by the Nazis. Let's see what he says. A nice summation. And after Nunches, the Gemara says, "Mitov sheyocha lechufa nastik omo yikotch yadayich liosehem rabosai." Where is that found? That's the Gemara explaining over here on Daf Nunches. So the Bachana like this. It's on Nunches Amid Beis. A typo, not Amidav. Amid Beis. Horitva quotes two perushim. In ainu yocha lechufa lo aminan nastik omer. Abel omer mamash. It works. The Ran rejected it. You don't understand it. Why don't we say Kuntar Avuna? Also say Nasikon, that the Ran's kasha. So therefore the Ran understands, no. Ravuna lo mahani omer. Even if you say it, won't help. Why? Kema diachol alafkia kinyono, she can. Mikri le gabe abal, eno b'shuso. Peniachol akash no afshu shalom. Means it's his, but it's not under his control. Rish Lakish disagrees. It must be Lo Shayach Tos Mem Zayin. Lo Shayach Lomar Mavur. The Lekav is a Plukta. Tos is Lashon on the. Take a look for a second. Mem Zayin Amid Beis. We saw this already just recently. Let's see it again now. Rabbi Chon is a great Rebbe. Tells everything clearly. Clear explanations. Tos Lashon is as follows. The last line. Three lines up from the bottom of the page, from the side of the base. The Lo Shayach Lameima Sheyizka Megufa Yadayim. What does Lo Shayach mean? No dispute. If that's a Machlokas Rish Lakish and Rav Huna, you wouldn't say Lo Shayach. And as we see clear, even according to Rish Lakish, Shalosh Machlokas B'davazet. Such an important summation, Rabbi Osai. Das HaToysis, the Lechulei Alma Ein Lo Kinyan Megufa Yadayim. Neither Ravuna nor Rish Lakish. Das a Rama Nero Lehepech. To the Chul Alma, Yeshlo Begufa Yadayim. According to the Rama, we pass like Ravuna, and you cut your Dagla say it works anyway. That's the Ran's Kasha. Why? It's the answer he gave. Das a Ran, to pligi b'zeresh lachas Rav Huna. What a beautiful summation. Does the husband have any bailus or shibah on the yadayim? Kunt the Tosfos for sure not. Kunt the Rambam for sure yes. Kunt the Ran, according to Rav Rish Lakish, yes. According to Rav Huna, no. A beautiful summation that we have over here in the Kovetz Shiur. And the latter view, the view of the Ran, Rav Osai, is in fact the view of the Avnei Meluin. Simit Pei Aleph, Sivkoton, Beis. The Ran holds, that according to Rav Huna, he has no kinyan. According to Rish Lakish, he has a kinyan. Okay? That's as far as whether he can make a nether. What about she making a nether? Can she make a nether? So the Ran says no. We just thought about earlier. Unless she says the words, Eini nizona tzveni osa. Otherwise, you have that Mefurish Mishnah in the Durim, in the Torah Lahafer. You know why? Because Kol's man, listen carefully. Kol's man, she didn't say the magic words of Eini Nizona Tzveini Osa. There was a Shibud on her hands to him, and her nether, therefore, is null and void. Frek the Avnei Meluim, if that's the case, why can't he make a nether? To either or. Let him make a nether. The Ran is the Kohen of Huna. He's unable to make a nether to Aser HaMas Yadayim. That's exactly what we saw in the Rebbe Chomen. This is the Kash. So, we will, as we say in, we'll stop mitoch v'aloch. We'll stop in the middle of v'aloch. Commit to Shem. I really want to show it to you. I'll give you an assignment over Shabbos, okay? I'm the Meluim, Simit Peyalos is cotton base. You look it up over Shabbos, Ibit Hashem. On Sunday, we will discuss this matter. This the next week. Sunday and Monday, she is regular time, Ibit Hashem. Hopefully, no other interruptions. Tuesday, I'm saying Shia, 9 a.m. And the rest of the week and the following Sunday, I hope to Skype in from the Holy Land, Ibit Hashem. I hope it works. From Chicago, it worked, but I couldn't hear you. You were talking, I didn't hear you. I apologize, I wasn't trying to be impolite. I didn't hear anybody. In the beginning I heard you, but it's just, you never know what's going to be.
Wednesday you're Skyping?
I hope to Skype a week from Wednesday and Thursday.
Thursday's Thanksgiving.
No. Well, maybe in Canada.
Oh, you're right. Follow me.
Okay. So, okay, that's the schedule, Mr. Shem, Mr. Adam Shema. Now we're going to talk about the Parsha Shavua, Parsha Chayesara. Is the most important parsha of the entire Torah for people who are looking for it to get married. But here we find how to find a wife. As I see that there are quite a number of unmarried individuals in this room. We try to decrease that number as the days go on. Okay, and they're at the right age at the right time. But presently there's still some who are unmarried. And the truth is that these lessons we're going to learn from the Rishonim, the parsha of Shavua, are not only relevant for those who are not yet married, looking to get married. Even those who are married already, it's the lessons to be learned. Many, many lessons. So I feel it's an important responsibility to discuss these matters and Parshas Chayesara. Let's begin. We hope on the Chumash and Rashi. And we see what it says over here in Parshas Chayesara. This is the Parshas Shidduchim. I think it's the Barditchva who said, why don't we see the Shidduch between Avram and Sarah? There's nothing about it in the Chumash. I think he's supposed to answer, they weren't Jewish yet. I mean, not just stories. What about a Jewish shidduch? How they met? They probably met. I don't know. Maybe they met in the candy store. I know where they met, but we don't know. It's hard to describe because they weren't Jewish yet. But obviously, the first Jewish shidduch is taught at great length. You know, Chazal have an expression. Rashi quotes it. Yofa sichosin shel avdei avos, yosef itarosin shel banim. That this. These whole stories is recounted at length and repeated. And Tarasin Shalbonim is just one letter, one line, one word teaches you so many halachas. Obviously, a lot of important lessons to be learned. So I believe, Rav Osai, I really feel this very, very strongly, that the very first lesson is the fact that Avraham Avinu sent to faraway land. The Ran asks famously in the Drasha Saran, as he put it from Chazal elsewhere. Halalov de Avodah Zarah. Valalov de Avodah Zarah. Where Avraham Avinu lived, they did Avodah Zarah. And he sent far away, they also did Avodah Zarah. So what's the point? Answers the Ran. The Midos were better in the faraway land. The Canaan where he lived, there were very bad Midos. And as the Ran explains, you can program and reprogram and deprogram theological beliefs in fairly quick order. To change a Midah is much, much more difficult. We come from Yisrael Salanta. It's easy to finish all of Shas to change one Midah. So therefore, yeah? The Gra said our whole tachas in life is to improve our Midahs. So Vilna Gaon says, the Vilna Gaon, right? So go on Mishlei. The Vilna Gaon says the tachas of a person is to break a Midah, and he has an expression. If a person cannot break any of his Midahs, why is he alive? What's the person who's like? So Gra, it's a very powerful expression. Wow. To work on your Midahs, and we have to all bang the clap chatosi, we're not so good with Midahs. We all try. I think I wrote about this in Torah Web. Parshas Lech Lecha. That Avraham Avinu was... Did I tell you that? You look it up. That Avraham Avinu was chosen for his Midos. Take that back. It was a few years ago. It was 5 years ago. So I put it on my desk 5 years ago. It's based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. We don't sit here. That would be too much to ask for. But if you learn in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, you'll see that the difference between Talmidei Shel Avraham Avinu and Talmidei Shel Bilam Arosh. And it's all Midas. It's all Midas. I guess the Kasha. What about monotheism? What about believing one God? And that. Because Rabbi Nehona says on that Mishnah that you have those Midas, that's all you need. Don't need any more than that. To be a Talmud Shel Avinu, all you need is three, nothing else. That's why it's repeated the Lashon in the Mishnah. So my answer was that if a person has refined midos, and what are these midos? Ruach shefala, or nefesh shefala, or ruach nemucha, or ayin tova. Okay, I'm going to explain what these midos are. It means that you do chesed. Basically, it's rachmanim b'ashanim and gomel chazadim. You do chesed. You have busha, and I'm interested in voyeurism, forgive me, and all that kind of stuff. And the third midah, chesed, and we'll call it tzniyus, bashanus. I saw, it's amazing. I have a book for you to read. I saw, I quoted 5 years ago in the piece. Why doesn't anyone blush anymore? Have you heard the book? No one ever heard of the book. Remember Rabbi Manus Friedman. You know what that is? He's Avram Fried's brother. Yeah. Avram Fried is really Friedman, the famous singer. It wasn't good for his marquee, so he took off the moon. His brother, the Chabad rabbi, somewhere in Minnesota, perhaps somewhere, if I'm not mistaken. I read the book. It's a good book. What the book tells us is that we used to have a concept of tzniyus. We didn't even talk about certain things. We didn't talk and discuss certain things. You don't talk about these things. And now, this book was written in 1990, some of that. Just imagine 25 years later what's going on. Everything's out there. Oi, it's just so, the world. So that was Bilam. You know what Bilam did with his also the Kol Chazal. Bilam was not a very proper individual from the moral perspective. But that Rabbi Avinu, yeah, he didn't know Yadavik, Yishir Fas Marakra, she says. He wasn't even hardly looked at his own wife. It's just such a tzaddik. That's one of the three meters who's different than Bilam. Avin wouldn't take a penny from Melech Sdom. Chutmat Shochna, where all Bilam wanted was more kesef azov. And Avraham was a tremendously humble, off of Eifer, where there's Shabbos. And Bilam was, I'm up at her. Those are the three meters between Avraham and Bilam. If you have the three proper meters, you don't have improper lusts, and you don't have any gaiva, you're not Chalila Vachas, someone who is arrogant, and you're trying to do chesed, you will discover Hashem automatically. I made reference to Rabbi Chanan. He had Rabbi Chanan Kovetz Shurim. He's also Kovetz Ma'amorim. He tells the story. They went to Rabbi Yonis in Amshitz when he was a kid. He was a prodigy. So the local priest asked him, Sonny boy, What does it say in your religion about that? There's a dispute between the majority and the minority. Hey, right. After Rav Matas, follow the majority. So the Galach asks him, we are the nation, the king. But we are the Christian, we're the majority. And you're a minority. So you should become a Christian. So he answered him back. We only follow the majority when there's a doubt. Here there are no doubts. So the Bechonon, it's a good answer. But there's another answer. Another answer is, the Gemara is in the Sefer Sanhedrin. Lo avdu Yisrael shev also adar the midbar avod azara. Elik le lehatlam arayis b'far hesya. People choose religions based on they should not have a guilty conscience when they're doing all kinds of lustful acts. Can't believe in Torah do that. Doesn't let you. Kadosh to you. So therefore, Rabbi Chanan added, the people who don't believe in Judaism, they're not looking at it straight. They have shokad yam and chachamim. They're being bribed by their own lusts and desires. So if you have no lusts and desires, if you're a Baal Gaiva, you can't recognize Hashem, because he's over you. And if you're too selfish, you also recognize Hashem. So Avram was selfless and humble and had no lust. He recognized Hashem by himself. There was no. Anyone who's on that level of midas can recognize Hashem. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Chanan. That's Pshat Rabbi Neyona. Mishpanos. That's why Rabbi Osai, Avram Avinu was the purest of midas, sent Eliezer far away to look for a country with a little bit better midas, even though they're over there with Avodah Zarah. We'll take care of the Avodah Zarah. She'll come to my house, we'll deprogram a 1, 2, 3, and we're no problem. So Rabbi Osai, therefore, number one, for those men who are single here, and for those who are married, we try to refine your own midos. That's our goal in life. We all have bad midos. Everyone has something bad. Try to work on it. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deus, if you have a bad midah, go to the other extreme. It's like a pendulum to get to the golden mean. If you're looking for a spouse, you look for good midos too. We'll see the midos in a minute. Okay, so you're going out, you want to start going out on dates, try to get married. There's a prerequisite, Rabbi Osai. There's a prerequisite. Eliezer, when he went out into this venture on behalf of Rabbi Avinu, what does it say? The first thing, Vayomar. Who knows what the trumpet of Vayomar? Shalshelos, the longest trumpet of all. Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham. He praised Hashem. Rabbi Osai, I'm giving you a piece of advice. Before you ever go out on your first date, or if you're on your 20th date, whatever you happen, wherever you are, daven. You have to daven to Hashem. We know, Esa Eina Ela Hora Me'ayin Yavu Ezri, Chazal Darshan, the Medrash Rabbah Parshas Vayetze, Ezri means my wife, Eze Kenegdo. To daven to Hashem, give you a proper spouse. I think I told you, maybe I mentioned once, when I got engaged and people looked at my collar, So my mother, Hashem, said, El gut gedavent. That's how they said the Yiddish when she grew up. He davened well. In other words, I don't really deserve such a beautiful, wonderful collar, but I davened well. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me one. So you have to daven well, Rabbi Osai. That's lesson number one. What did he say? Hakre no lefona hayom. The first words out of his mouth. What does Hakre mean? We all know, as the Pesukim go on, that he's looking for Midas HaChesed. Everyone knows, I'm not going to review what you know on your own. I told you a story about a Talmud about the Mamash, the story about Rivka Yemin. But what you don't always know is another Mida over here. That's the Mida of Tzius. I read you the Kli Yoko. She Yazman lo Hashem Nara Chashuba Shein Darko Lotzeis Klal the fonai dafka. What if she comes out all the time? Kidei shalo tehem and ayatz onios. We're going to hang around. He didn't want. He wanted a woman who was very private and modest by a quirk, by a fluke, by a freak. Hakre, mikre. She should come out to the well. The well was the candy store. That's what the well was. That was the well. You need water, so you go to the well. There was a social gathering. He didn't want a woman who was on Facebook, if I may use that expression. He wanted a woman who was more tznua. How did it meet up? She's in the house. Oh, Hashem like a miracle. And therefore he said, Bisula, V'ish lo yidah. We all know Rashi's trap. He says, no, Kipshuta. She was a virgin woman, and no one knew who she was. No one knew who she was. How does he know? Shelo hoya shumma kiva. No one, why? Kila yonsu tmeola. She never went out. Kiva pamazo. It's the first time she left her privacy. How do you know? V'al kein hutzrach lisho lespia. Bas mi'at. V'lomo lo shah lishar naros shahoyu shama. Now both sides, those who are single, you better have some kind of a event. And I'm a fan of these events. Why you connect or whatever. I think it's a good idea. This man has that. And you see there's a young lady there, and she attracts her attention. Well, she looks good, she has good midos. You get this one. Please meet the women. Don't go over to her and say, who are you? That's me. Ask someone else. Who is she? What did Boaz say? L'miya Naira Hazos. Basic etiquette. You just don't do that. Didn't Eliezer study Emily Post? Didn't he know basic etiquette? So why did he say pass me out? Says the Cleoka. He tried desperately. He asked, who's this? Who is this? Who is she? No one knew. Ishla Yadah. He had no choice. He had to say the pass me out. That's the opening Cleoka in this parish of Shaduchim. You have to look for Chesed and for Tzniyus. After in today's world, it's harder to find Tzniyus and find Chesed. Some of the people are doing chesed, but they're all over the map. Everyone knows about that. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but you should be looking for someone who's doing chesed with tzniyus. And the truth is, and I want to tell you from basic this week's parasha again, chesed and tzniyus are two sides of the same coin. Sure. We find later on that he gives her beka mishkala, Rashi says it's Shikla Yisrael, Beka Lagolgolos. Shnei Tzim and Shnei Luchos. Asarazav and Asaras Adibris. What kind of business? What kind of revisit? What's this all about? The Kliyakar again explains to us what's going on over here. He tells you what it's about. The first Luchos are broken. You know why? Who knows why the first Luchos are broken? Rashi, the first Pasha is Kiseitse. Kisisa. Why? Aleh Eliyah Hora the second time around. Rishonos Shenitnu Bekolos Lebetshuos Shalta Ben Ayin Hora. And Rashi Ein Lechayafim Ben Atzliyus. Enough of the Rashi in Parshas Kisisa. Quotes it. Eliezer wanted to check Rivka out. Imi Balas Ayin Tova. And yes, so he gave her the beck of a scapel al ayin hara, because the shkolim were a kapar on the chet or egel. Ki bo kol bal ayin yofa nitzel mi ayin hara. Whoa. What's ayin hara mean? Yosef was bal ayin yofa, and his ben peres Yosef, al ayin, he didn't have an ayin hara. No. And no mizad yosef, lo shalom ani bishim, one brachas. What's this all about? Let me tell you one thing. Ayin ra means someone who's stingy. You don't have anything on your kid in the Elementius, Mishnah Trumas. Ayin Yafa give us 40th, Ayin Ra give us 60th, Ayin Ra give us 60th. Ayin Hara means something totally different. You're not supposed to have your wealth flaunted. Because they build Kanein Hara, build Ayin Hara. You want Baba Babshna Beis, you have to build a fence. You shouldn't see how high my corn is growing in Kansas, you know, whatever it is. There should be an Ayin Hara. What's the opposite of Ayin Ra? What's the opposite of Ayin Hara? Opposite of Ayin Hara is Tzniyus. That's the Rashi, the Farish, and Pashas. He says, he sees so. First one had Ayin Hara, and they broke the Luchas. And then from that Tzniyus. What's the opposite of Ayin Ra? Chesed. Right? Ayin Yofa, Chesed. Kala Sheinei Yofa, the Chazal say, Ein Tzricha B'Niki, quotes it. Means she has blue eyes. Like an actress? Watch out for that, Rabbi Yosef. There's plenty of bedikah. Ein Nea Yavah means she's a woman of chesed. But Ein Yavah also means the opposite of flaunting. It means tzniyus. if these two terms, ayin ra, ayin hara, the opposite of one is ches, the opposite of one is sneers, you know, I mean, they're basically the same thing. But if you want to do your chesed in public, everyone should see you, that's chesed lumum chadas. You don't really mean it so much. Proper chesed, not even if no one knows about it. Oh, you discover, you have to. That's issue with both sides, my dear single Tamidim. That's what you look for. Look for chesed in combination with sneers. And sneers, yes, it does mean dress. But I'll tell you one thing. If the girl is dressing, it's not exactly the way you think she should be dressing, that itself should not automatically ruin it for you. Because that, what she's covering, this much, that's like, as the Ron said, that's like about a Zara. It'd be reprogrammed. Instead of covering till here, you cover till here. So you go, oh, that's enough to me, I'm not going into details. But if there's no sneers, demeanor, he screams like, he's screaming. That's not sneers. Sorry. A woman, man, she also shouldn't scream so much. But a woman, if they scream, it's not becoming. It's not feminine, forgive me. The Yatzonis, I think I told you, that's the word he used. The one of the Yatzonis, Hakri, that's the Rashi and Pasha's voracious. Kipshua, I mentioned this before. Both the Yatzonis. This is a very, very important Nakudam. Very important. There's much more to be said, for sure, but I don't want to end late. So Rabosai, I give you all a brach. Those who are married should remain happily married. We already spoke about the last week's parsha, the chava v'al bala, to make a good marriage better for at least, how many years? 59 years. At least the first 59 years. The Rabbi was married 59 years.
Sorry, I was thinking myself.
Okay. 59 years, at least. Yes, I maybe can let up a little bit. Okay? Those who are married, Baruch Hashem, many married people in the room. Those who are not married, start davening now. Okay, how old you are? It's not too early to start davening. If you're not going out, you can start davening a little bit early. When you start going out, you got to really up the davening. That's what you have to do. And look for the meters of chesed, the meters of sneers, follow the footsteps of Eliezer, and the Rabbi Eliezer, the good meters in general. You should have, I give you all the Baruch, you should find these. Everyone his own proper shidduch, and I'll end with one final thing. I once said this to Shiova, and it was a woman that said, they asked, what should a girl be looking for? You want to answer it? Same thing. Chesed and sneers. If you look at sneers, you're only in same meters. For those of you who are still single, those who are married, refine your own chesed and sneers. Those who are single, try to do the same, so that, you know, when you'll be a quote, better catch. I use that expression. But there should be someone that women knew who at least who asked me, I'll say, oh, he's a Baal Chesed, a Baal Tznius. He's a perfect man to look for. We don't be Zocher for ourselves and our families. We should have Shidduchim, Hagunim, based on the words of Chazal. Good Shabbos to one another.